Americans are divided on lots of issues, but a new survey shows across partisan lines, people agree on at least one thing. The U.S. healthcare system needs fixing. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with several people who participated in the survey from Public Agenda and USA Today. Her report is part of the America Amplified Election 2020 collaboration.
I connected with people all across the political spectrum who were eager to share their stories. People like 51-year-old Celeste Smith, a Republican in Bella Vista, Arkansas. She was diagnosed with thyroid cancer in 2014. Even with insurance and paying some costs up front, the surgery she needed left her on the hook for $6,000.
Which I didn't have. And it was very, very difficult for us to try and negotiate making payments to the hospital.
Smith ended up getting sued by a collection agency.
I'm trying to recover from, you know, having this cancer surgery and getting it removed and the subsequent meds and tests that I have to get done. We did wind up, you know, making a deal with them to pay a smaller amount, which they agreed to. But it took having my credit essentially ruined for a couple of years. They got their money ultimately, but it really hurt us.
Kelly Schmid in Faribault, Minnesota can relate. She's 48 and politically independent. She has a health condition that has required numerous surgeries to remove cysts and bone spurs. And when she was in her 30s, her health got worse.
I got really sick and we couldn't figure out why. My deductible at that time in 2004 was $1,150. And so we maxed that out probably, I think, at the end of January, beginning of February. I mean, that's 1 month into the year. And this year in 2020, my deductible is $11,500. And we are going to hit that max by the end of next month. The deductibles go up every year. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. They just go up.
Schmidt is frustrated with the rising rates and the fact that it's often impossible to know what a procedure is going to cost up front. In Boston, 35-year-old Michael Weidman, a left-leaning independent, shares that sentiment.
Just this month, I went to the dentist and it cost me something like $400. And that's a lot of money. And that's with insurance. I know for a lot of people, that would be severely difficult to cover. I can afford to pay some of these costs, but I'm also avoiding healthcare at the same time. For instance, I would greatly benefit from going to see a counselor, as would a lot of people, but most insurance doesn't cover counseling, mine including.
The people I spoke with place blame in different places: doctors, hospitals, insurance companies, even politicians. But the survey shows Republicans and Democrats actually have very similar goals for the healthcare system, like making it more affordable. They also largely agree that people with pre-existing conditions should be able to get coverage, that the elderly and disabled should have long-term care, and that hospitals should be more transparent about prices.
And they also have very relatively similar ideas on how it should go about doing that.
Chris Jackson is with the research firm Ipsos, which conducted the survey with Public Agenda and USA Today.
The commonality only really starts to break down when you talk about who's going to pay for things. And that's still sort of the point of division.
But Jackson sees hope. He says the findings suggest that if we can focus on common ground, it could be the beginning of a less vitriolic, more productive dialogue about how to create a healthcare system that works for all Americans. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Christine Herman. This is America Amplified.
America Amplified is a national public media collaboration focused on community engagement reporting.